This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
He's from the NFL Network. He's from Northeast Ohio. You see him on Browns preseason television. He's Mr. Chris Rose. Hello, Chris.
The thought partners. I heard that from Andrew Berry today.
You're an incredible thought partner.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, thought partner. Well, that's what they do at Harvard. They consider themselves, all right, everybody, it's not a group project. It's grab your nearest thought partner, and we'll go from there.
About that.
It's a good thing we went to Mac schools, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, Mac Tuesday, we were back last night.
I've got one thought for you here. And we were just kicking this around. And I kind of went from something that Pro Football Talk wrote after Andrew Berry's press conference. And Josh Alper wrote it, and he said there doesn't appear to be much question that Berry and Kevin Stefanski will be around as the team tries to turn things around in the future. And I thought, okay, I'm fine with that. I like Kevin. I think Andrew has done some good things. I don't have an issue with that. But I thought, I wonder if the final eight games is a factor in that at all. And the thing I thought, Chris, was they've survived 2-7, Deshaun playing terribly and falling out of the race already. I would think you'd survive almost anything that happens the rest of the way, would you not, if you're still here now?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose that, you know, what if they finish at 2 wins or 3 wins?
Yeah, that was Andy's argument, and I think he has a great point. I think you do, too.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose that that's where you'd have to totally reevaluate everything. Listen, I'll talk Stefanski first. I do believe that Kevin is a very good coach, and everybody that I work with at NFL Network who has run into him believes that he's a very good coach. And, you know, the Deshaun Watson deal is the one that has hamstrung, and we'll see for how long, this organization now. It just, you know, when they made the trade several years ago, the one thing you did not foresee was this scenario of him playing not average football, significantly below average football. And, you know, you knew that there was going to be some things that came along with the trade, but you didn't foresee this at all. I really don't think so. I think if you hit the rewind button and if people were honest with themselves, people who covered the NFL, they might have said, hey, listen, y'all might be crazy for giving $230 million guaranteed and for giving up 6 draft picks, including 3 first-rounders. But at the end of the day, once everything, whatever happens, happens, that guy can play football. This was not, I don't think, on the table for virtually anyone.
How do they fix this, Chris? I like, this bothers me. I'm trying to figure out how to, you know, everyone's like, oh, they should just trade away everybody on a 1-year deal and get draft picks yesterday. Well, they didn't do that. How does this get fixed?
You have to start hitting on your draft picks first and foremost. And I don't care, you know, fortunately, this coming draft, we do have access to a lot of draft picks. You've got to start hitting on them.
They tell me we have a first rounder, Chris. I forgot what that's like.
I forgot what that's like. I'm still trying to confirm.
Okay, good. I'll follow you on Instagram.
You know, but you have to start nailing these. You have to start getting guys who can contribute. You know, Mike Hall has got to, and he's shown some flashes. He's done some nice things in recent times, and you'll see a ton of him in the back half of this year. MJ Emerson has got to get back to what he was. He has had a very, very, I would say, poor year for him, because I really think he's talented. But you need other guys. You need DeJuan Jones to become your left tackle when he still has two more years left on a rookie deal. Like, that is the gold of this sport. It's not always paying guys $16 million a year to be good football players. It's paying guys $1.2 million a year to be just as good a football player. And it allows you to then really give guys like Myles Garrett and Denzel Ward, who are elite players, elite money. And we haven't done enough of that in rounds 2, 3, and 4 over the last few years to make a good team sustainable.
Did you find it interesting? And he made some comments about the offensive tackle spot. And as you said, DeJuan Jones on a rookie contract. I love that idea. I love the idea of a 6'8 left tackle. That's great. That Jed Wilson, a fifth year and free agency at the end of the year, is still on the team after the trade deadline. I thought he might be a commodity.
Well, the Vikings are the team that lost their left tackle, and they traded for Cam Robinson from the Jags, who is a much more accomplished, albeit inconsistent, left tackle than Jed Wills. So they decided to go that direction. I don't think Jed has any value. I mean, what value do you have for a guy who has been inconsistent at best, injury prone, and then wasn't ready? I'm not here to question anybody on injuries, but man, I think there were probably some people scratching their head as to why he wasn't ready until several weeks into the year.
Right.
He didn't have any value. I mean, what value did he have?
Well, maybe a team that needed him. I didn't think you were going to get a big return. And if you did try to move him, Chris, boy, that's just waving the white flag that, boy, did we not do well on that pick. I just think it's interesting after the trade deadline, here you have the first guy Andrew Berry ever took as the GM of the Browns sitting there watching someone else play left tackle.
Yeah, I mean, listen, whenever you do this exercise and you say, well, we could have had so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so in the draft, really, we needed a left tackle. We ended up taking a right tackle, moving him to left. Could you have done that with Tristan Wirfs, who got picked, I think, 3 picks later, maybe 4 by the Bucks? You could have. You know, you didn't have a shot at Andrew Thomas. He ended up going 4th that year and has turned into a very, very good player. So Wirfs is the one that you're kicking yourself for. And who knows what discussions they had, but they thought that Jed was a guy that could pull it off, and he hasn't. And he's going to move on at the end of the year, and he'll play somewhere else. And you hope, like I said, that DeJuan Jones is a guy that can do it, and you hope that maybe Jack Conklin is still healthy enough and productive enough to be the guy at right tackle. But you have to start. You know, we do have to start thinking about positions on that offensive line, because it went from good and veteran to old quickly.
There was a question about teardowns that came up in the press conference this morning, and somebody sent me a note yesterday. I was like, that's just so right. Like, we don't ever worry about, like, not we, but if you're in Pittsburgh or Baltimore, you're never talking about tearing everything down to get back to where you need and to have their consistency over the last couple of years. I'm just wondering if we're ever going to get to that phase where it's just a matter of, like, I thought we were there now. I really thought we were there now, and we're not, you know, and I yearn to be those two teams when it comes to being able to just, you know, plug and play a couple guys and then be good again the next year and make sure but I think it goes back to maybe something you said before, so not to be redundant, but doesn't it go back to who you're picking in the draft to make sure that you don't have to do these teardowns?
Yeah, I mean, those two teams don't nail it on every pick, but they get a lot of them right, and enough to be sustainable. And the guys that they don't, they're also two organizations that are not afraid to move on from veterans.
That's true.
You know, for years, that has been their calling card over the last several decades. They would rather get rid of a guy, you know, a year too early than a year too late. That is their philosophy, in part because they believe in their ability to draft and develop. And you can't argue with that. Now, a few other things. If you're going to look at Baltimore, they've had two starting quarterbacks since 2008, since they drafted Flacco. They went right from Flacco to Lamar, and it's been seamless, right?
Yep.
And actually better, right? He's an incredible talent. Pittsburgh, it's been a little bit different. You know, they had Big Ben play elite football for the better part of, you know, 12-ish years. Kind of the last few weren't ideal, and they have struggled elsewhere. But their defense has been so consistent over such a long time, and Tomlin has been so consistent that they have never, you know, hit that lull. Now, I do, you know, for people that are like, we've got a clean house, Barry and Stefanski have to go, I would just caution it. I would just say that, hey, listen, this was a gross miscalculation by an awful lot of people, and an extremely poor performance. And as much as it hurts, and almost as much as any season since we came back in the league in 99 because of the expectations that were attached, I just don't know if scrapping everything and starting over is what's best for this. I don't know if it is.
I would agree with you. Actually, Chris Rose joining us from the NFL Network. Cedric Tillman looks like a guy who can really play, Chris.
Yeah. I mean, and that's one of those picks, right?
Yep.
You know, I saw an article by Bill Barnwell, who's outstanding for ESPN. He was talking about, you know, some of these trades that have gone down in recent times and calling it a redrafting. I don't know if people paid attention, but Jonathan Mingo, who was a high second-round pick by the Panthers, just got traded to the Cowboys for a fourth-rounder, even though he has a whopping 12 catches this year for 100 yards, basically. Like, he's done virtually nothing at the NFL level. And what he calls it is a redrafting, meaning that teams were interested in guys when they came out of the draft. They went to other teams, but we think that if he still has a couple years left on his rookie deal, we can get something out of him. And he said that Elijah Moore was part of that, and it hasn't worked out in Cleveland. So you'll remember we traded a second for Elijah Moore and a third that ended up being Cedric Tillman. And that's the thing that could hopefully save that trade. I've always liked him. I was surprised when at the beginning of this year he didn't show anything early on. In fact, he had a critical fourth down drop early in the season at home. But now he has started to kind of get his sea legs. And he's one of the guys, if you're looking for some excitement over the last eight games, that's one of the dudes you'll circle.
I agree with you on that. Jameis Winston, DTR, how much do you want to see of each guy the rest of the way?
Well, I would understand the philosophy of DTR from this standpoint of that they are going to go through some hardships in terms of cap, right? And we just talked about it. Like, you have to get guys that can play certain positions for one-tenth of what you might pay somebody else. Jameis, I think, is making $7 or $8 million this year.
It's $8 million.
Okay, so $8 million, and DTR is making 1/9 of that, let's say. If you feel like he can be a credible backup quarterback, which I know that they value, particularly after what they went through last season, a credible number two moving forward, then you have to play him right now. It doesn't mean, oh my God, well, DTR is the future of this team. It means that if a quarterback gets hurt for 2 or 3 weeks, can he win 1 or 2 games to save your season? Because sometimes that's what happens, is that a quarterback goes down, not for the year, but for a short amount of time, and a guy can save it. So I think you'll see him at some point.
Thank you, sir. Good to have you with us.
No, wait a second. No Cavs talk? For God's sakes, they're unbeaten. They're great. They're fun to watch.
Yep.
They've got a coach who can actually draw plays.
Yep.
It's all really good. They're fun to watch.
This has been Cavs Talk with Chris Rose. Join us next week when we talk about other 16-0. But everything you said is 100% right. We're with you.
Thanks, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.